Yeah, g'day, mate. You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
You're tuned into R1 News at 1. Every weekday from 1 till 2 p.m., our dedicated news team brings you the hard-hitting stories, interviews, and culture pieces from across Aotearoa Dunedin.
Kia ora, this is the R1 News at 1. We will be back with you with the news bulletin in a little bit. We're also debuting two new segments. We've got Scoop on the Stars with Yana Gleeson and What's the Haps with Amy Martin. Up next, we've got French Kiss by Esther Stephens and The Memes.
Here are the R1 News at 1 headlines.
Kia ora, this is the R1 News Bulletin for Friday the 9th of August. I'm Yana.
And I'm Amy. Paul Goldsmith, the Minister for Arts, Culture and Heritage, ordered officials to remove Te Reo Māori greetings and references in an official invitation to the formal Matariki celebration this year. Critics have said that the action is shameful and contrary to celebrating the Indigenous language. The updated invitation showed a template which had removed Te Reo Māori greetings and the word Aotearoa. Tēnā koe became dear, and Naka Noa Nā became yours sincerely. Goldsmith stated that he removed the words as the draft was for an Australian politician, and he didn't think that he needed a lot of te reo in his invitation, because he's an Australian. When asked if he thought an Australian wouldn't understand what Aotearoa was, Goldsmith said, yeah. Statistics have shown that at least one person dies at Wellington's waterfront roughly every 2 years, yet the City Council still has not fully committed to fully funding the necessary safety improvements that have been identified. This evidence was given during an inquest hearing into the death of Sandy Culkin, who failed to return home after a night out in July of 2021. He was found in the harbour a week later and police gave evidence that they believed he drowned. The hearing will determine how the 30-year-old died, whether there are adequate and appropriate safety measures in place at the waterfront, and if sufficient steps have been taken to address the public safety risks. The council has told the coroner that it had earmarked $6 million for the lighting and edge protection to try and improve safety, which has been estimated will take 3 years to complete the 3.5-kilometre stretch. City Parks Manager Shane Binney said that a death has occurred every 1.7 years at the waterfront, and that's not acceptable. The inquest is scheduled to finish today.
On Sunday the 4th of August, an Auckland man was left suspended over a 3-metre drop as his vehicle crashed into a home in the North Shore. It is believed that the driver had driven over a curb, down the lawn of the house and over the retaining wall, which had left the car wedged between the house and the wall. Although the damage to the house was extensive, homeowner Ross Cranston says the damage could have been much worse. Lying in her bed merely 6 feet from the exposed car tyre, Cranston's 15-year-old daughter was in the room that the car smashed into. Reporting to the New Zealand Herald, Mia Cranston initially just heard a loud bang and assumed that it was a car crash on the road, before looking out of her window to find the entire underside of the car suspended in the air. Ross tells the Herald, "I thought there's probably not a car in our house. Then we went outside and there actually was a car on the side of the house." He too wasn't aware of what had happened, as he thought it had been an earthquake because of how furiously it shook the house. He believes that if the retaining wall was positioned slightly lower, or if the car had cleared it, the driver would have gone straight through the bedroom and into the front of the house. The 44-year-old driver has been charged with excess breath alcohol and dangerous driving, expected to appear in court next week. As of Thursday the 8th of August, the Coral Sea and the Great Barrier Reef has recorded its highest temperatures in 400 years. Researchers have found that the temperature of the Great Barrier Reef from January to March of this year is almost 0.2 degrees higher than what it was around the same time last year. In conjunction with a marked increase in mass coral bleaching, researchers from a study published in the journal Nature compared the recorded temperatures of the Coral Sea, which is where the Great Barrier Reef is located, over the January to March period of time from 2016 to 2024. It was no surprise to find that 2024 has been recorded as the hottest time period in this study. Coral bleaching is a naturally occurring process that happens when the warm sea temperatures stress corals, causing them to eject algae that they need to survive and eventually end up turning white. Once coral reaches this stage of a lack in nutrients, the corals die and reefs rarely recover. Researchers have described the human-induced climate change has led to the increase in water temperatures and poses poses an existential threat to the Great Barrier Reef ecosystem. UNESCO became involved in the evolving crisis in 2023, making an agreement with the Australian government to introduce better measures in protecting the reef, including improved water quality and sustainable fishing practices. Through this process, UNESCO declared it would not consider the Great Barrier Reef in its list of endangered World Heritage Sites. However, researchers from the study say it's possible that UNESCO might reconsider this decision.
As of Tuesday, the 6th of August, Dunedin bike thieves will need to find a new hobby. 529 Garage has been officially launched in Dunedin, a free bike registration scheme backed by the DCC and Southern District Police, with the aim of discouraging bike theft. 529 Garage is a community-powered bike recovery service that began in North America and started operating in New Zealand in 2022. The service works by encouraging bike owners to register their bikes in the 529 Garage app using their bike's serial number, details of identifying features, as well as pictures of the bike. This helps police prove a bike has been stolen and return stolen bikes that they recover to their owners. If a bike is registered and then goes missing, the owner can activate an alert notification to 529 Garage, which sends a broadcast to all of the app users in the area to be on the lookout for the missing bike. Since opening, two bikes have already been successfully returned to their owners. Senior Sergeant Anthony Bond states that it's also important for people to remember that prevention is key. Use a quality D-lock or thick chain to secure your bike. Always lock through your frame and wheel to a solid object, and never rely on a flexible chain or cable lock as your primary lock. Registering with 529 is free and only takes a few minutes. We have added the link to the R1 News podcast caption for today.
This has been the R1 News Bulletin, written by Amy Martin and Yana Gleason, and read to you by Amy Martin and Yana Gleason.
Those were the headlines for today on R1 News at 1. Catch up on previous R1 News wherever you get your podcasts, or head to r1.co.nz/news.
Coming up later in the show at 1:25 p.m, we have What's the Haps about events coming up this weekend, and a scoop on the stars about Mercury being in retrograde. Up next for you, we have What a Friend by Terrible Sons.
Kia ora, you just listened to Sit This One Out by Darts. Up now, we're very lucky to have Yana giving us a cheeky little scoop on the stars and what's happening with our planets and stars.
Thank you very much for that introduction, Amy. So, you may have heard the term Mercury retrograde being thrown around on the internet for a while and seen it pop up for its once-in-a-blue-moon resurgence. But have you ever wondered exactly what it means? You will be pleased to find out that once again, Mercury retrograde is back and it's packing a punch this time. In all its astronomical glory, Mercury retrograde is an event that occurs 3 to 4 times a year where the planet Mercury appears to travel backward across the sky. This is when we refer to the planet as it appears in an apparent retrograde motion. For those who practice astrology, it can be a time that is traditionally associated with confusion, delay, or frustration. For example, you've replied to an email and you've accidentally sent it to the entire recipient list. Or you're excited to jet off on an expensive holiday and your flight has been delayed to the next day. It is said to be an excellent time to reflect on the past. However, intuition is very high during this period of time and coincidences can be very extraordinary. The astronomical explanation for the retrograde motion begins with an understanding of why the planets in our solar system are orbiting the Sun at the speeds and distances that they are. As we on Earth orbit the Sun, we observe other planets moving across the sky and following their own path. And in light of this, it can sometimes appear from our perspective that a planet has abruptly changed its course and started moving reversely across the sky. Of course, this is really an illusion, as a planet cannot just suddenly reverse its course and change direction. However, it is a phenomenon nonetheless, which is why we call it apparent retrograde motion. In 2024, Mercury was in an apparent retrograde motion from December 13th to January the 1st, April 1st to April 24th, and has currently been in motion from August the 4th until August the 27th. But don't book any holidays or important appointments in November, as Mercury will again be in retrograde from the 25th of November to the 15th of December. Now, what exactly should you be doing in this wacky period of time? The planet Mercury is known to rule communication in all forms, referring to listening, writing, reading, speaking, etc., as well as all activities closely related to communication, like contracts or negotiation. The planet also rules travel, mail, shipping, and automobiles, so during this time you should try to remain flexible, patient, and understanding. Allow for extra travel time when you're trying to get to class or work, and avoid signing any new contracts or agreeing to negotiations if you feel unsure. You can't predict what is going to occur, but just be prepared for people having shorter fuses and miscommunication. Whilst astrology is considered a pseudoscience, ancient astrologers believed that patterns of the cosmos influenced our daily lives. Once used to predict rainfall, temperature, and sunlight, the practice was a survival skill. This is also where we can find star sign horoscopes have manifested from. If you're a Leo, be prepared for the effects of this retrograde to hit you the hardest, as it is currently occurring in Leo season. But what about the rest? For Virgos, set aside your perfectionism during this time of retrograde, or you just might implode. Try to ride the wave as best as you can and take things in your stride. Check in on yourself and don't be afraid to make some changes to have you feeling your best. For Leos, your confidence will bolden, but be wary. Being assertive is a good thing, but during this retrograde, this could easily manifest itself into misunderstanding by communicating in ways you usually shouldn't. Take a minute to see how you're coming across to avoid getting caught up in gossip that doesn't concern you. For Aquarius, governing friendships and relationships are at risk. Petty squabbles and misunderstandings are at foot, so take time to reflect on who your friends really are. For Aries, expect to be frazzled and frustrated. Being assertive and impulsive can end up going backwards for you, so watch out on what you're saying and how you say it. Some people may be pleasantly surprised. For Taurus, think before you speak and formulate your thoughts. Delay matters dealing with money, review financial choices, and position yourself for growth. For Gemini, also ruling communication, Geminis should be prepared for miscommunication, so expect a lot of phone calls and articulate very clearly. Old friends may also reconnect. For Cancer, expect annoyances with baking, gardening, and complete repair projects that haven't been finished or done correctly. For Virgo, challenging situations arise, especially in the workplace, so expect equipment breakdowns and crankiness among co-workers. Double-check your work before you call it finished. For Libras, accept your physicality. Do not give yourself a makeover. Libra, which represents beauty and grace and charm, is out of balance, so take time to relax and rejuvenate. For Scorpio, emotions rule, not common sense, so beware. As a passionate Scorpio, avoid affairs of the heart. Keep your secrets in a diary or they may seep out. For Sagittarius, it is not a good time to travel, so reschedule or expect delays. Be patient and have a sense of humour during this time. And lastly, for Capricorn, avoid buying and selling as this is a sign that governs property. Expect problems with paperwork and packing. Instead, reunite with family or holiday at home.
Thank you so much for that insight, Yana. I'm a Libra, and personally I'll be taking this advice on board and relax and rejuvenate all weekend long. Up next for you, we have Surface by Thorndells.
And if you've got no plans for the weekend, we have some tip-offs for things happening in Dunedin. This is What's the Haps with Amy.
This Saturday at 10 a.m. at 343 George Street is a designer clothing charity fundraiser. All proceeds from the fundraiser will go towards the Dunedin Whānau Refuge. The Whānau Refuge receives helpline calls, provides safe houses for women and children in need, and offers education programs, advocacy, and services for women to escape abusive relationships. There is a large selection of designer clothing, and you only need to donate a gold coin to enter and start shopping. They accept cash and EFTPOS, but there is no paywave, so make sure you take your card with you. I've had the inside scoop that there's some incredible brands there with some really good prices. Also on Saturday from 5:45 at the ice rink is the ice hockey Phoenix Thunder versus the Canterbury Red Devils. They're also playing tonight from 6:45 if you want to head along and experience the rush. Or, if hockey isn't for you but you want to get your boogie on, there is a Saturday salsa party at 270 North Road at the Baptist Church in Northeast Valley. Once again, a gold coin donation, but you can learn all sorts of dance moves such as salsa, cha-cha, bachata, and merengue. For the weather this week, the temperature is currently 10 degrees, but Apple is saying it feels like 11. Go enjoy the sunshine and celebrate the good weather.
You've been listening to R1 News at 1, here on Te Reo Irirangi Kotahi. The R1 News is uploaded daily wherever you get your podcasts. Or head to r1.co.nz/news to get yourself all caught up. Additionally, you can follow R1 News NZ to keep up to date with all our newsworthy happenings.
This has been the R1 News at 1 with Jan and Amy. We hope you've enjoyed the new segments this week, and we're really excited to bring you more news about events and stars next week. Up next, you've got Money Talks by Newgum San.
Yeah, now, Siebs, that was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.